Chapter 8, 16 Islets. Sometimes Bat wished that Janie went to his school, because it would be kind of neat to see her in the hallways and at lunchtime. But most of the time, he was glad that his school was something he didn't have to share with her. Janie attended the Robert E. Willett Elementary School, but this was her last year. Next fall, she would be going to junior high school. Bat went to a private school. It had smaller classes than the public school, and his parents thought it would be a better fit for him, which was fine with Bat. Mr. Grayson was a good teacher who never yelled and who usually let Bat wear his earmuffs if things got too loud. Also, his school, the Sawit School, was named after a type of owl. The main hallway of the Sawit School was a busy place until 8:35 a.m., when class officially started. Until then, it was full of parents walking the younger kids, those in kindergarten and first grade, to their classrooms, and the older kids walking themselves, all while the principal, Mrs. Martinez, stood outside of the administration office, smiling and being friendly. "Bat!" called Mrs. Martinez, waving and smiling. Bat didn't feel like talking to Mrs. Martinez, so he pretended he didn't see her and slid to the far side of the hallway as he passed. That way, she couldn't reach out and rumple his hair. Bat hated it when people rumpled his hair, and Mrs. Martinez loved to rumple hair. She had never yet rumpled his hair, and Bat wanted to keep it that way. Bat liked the main hallway better when all of the other kids were in their classrooms. Right now, Luca and Israel, two kids in Bat's same class, were struggling out of their rain boots on the big rubber mat. It wasn't raining, but dark clouds peppered the sky in a way that could mean that recess would be wet. At Sawit School, one of the philosophies was that students should go outside, rain or shine or snow. Bat hadn't worn rain boots, so he didn't have any that he needed to take off. He didn't carry an umbrella either, because the Sawit School didn't allow them in the hallways or classrooms, which Bat agreed was a wise decision. He skirted around a kindergartner whose mother was kneeling in front of him holding a tissue to his nose. "Blow," she said, and he dodged between a couple of big kids, sixth graders, who were tossing a small red rubber ball back and forth. "Balls are supposed to be kept outside," Bat told the slightly smaller of the two big kids, a boy he recognized by the red glasses he wore. "Not this ball," said the boy. "This is a special ball." Then he threw the ball over Bat's head to the other kid, a very tall girl who caught it expertly with one hand and laughed. "It looks like a regular ball," Bat said. "It's not a regular ball," said the boy with red glasses. Bat had a weird feeling in his stomach, like the boy was tricking him. He didn't know what to say. Just then, Luca and Israel came by without their rain boots. "Hi, Bat," Israel said. "Do you think it'll rain?" "Maybe," said Bat. "Well, eventually, yes, but today, maybe." Relieved, Bat watched the two big kids move away toward their classroom, still tossing the ball. "What do you think was special about that ball?" he asked Israel. "Nothing," Israel said. Then, Miss Kiko came out of the kindergarten room and rang her handbell. It made a gentle tingling sound, way better than the harsh, painful scream of Janie's electric school bell system, which Bat had heard last year during a school play he'd gone to watch. "To class, to class! It's time for another day!" Miss Kiko had a beautiful voice, which was probably why it was her job to announce the start of school. Bat followed Luca and Israel into Mr. Grayson's third grade classroom. "I brought two sandwiches for lunch today," Luca was telling Israel, "in case you want to trade cookies for one." "Why would I want to do that?" Israel answered. "I brought my own sandwich." Bat knew why Luca would think Israel wanted to trade. Yesterday, he had heard Luca tell Israel that she didn't really like her cream sandwiches, and Israel had replied that he didn't like the turkey one his mom always made. "I would trade anything for a cream cheese sandwich," he had said. He listened to see if Luca would remind Israel of what he had said, but she didn't. "Probably Israel was just being nice," Bat interjected, "to make you feel better about bringing cream cheese sandwiches to school every day. He probably didn't really want your sandwich." Israel turned around. His face was red and his eyebrows pointed towards each other, making a wrinkly crinkle in his forehead. "Dude," he said to Bat. Bat waited for Israel to say more, but he didn't. Just that one word, "Dude." Then Luca started crying, and she shoved past Bat to go back into the hallway. He watched her run into the girls' bathroom. Mr. Grayson came over. He was wearing his bright orange tennis shoes that day. Bat liked when he wore those shoes. It was like he was wearing suns on his feet. "What's the problem, friends?" he asked. "Bat embarrassed Luca," Israel said, really loudly, making Bat wish he had his earmuffs. They were in his backpack, on his back. "I'm sure you didn't mean to embarrass her, did you, Bat?" asked Mr. Grayson. There were 16 eyelets on each of his shoes, Bat counted. 8 on the left side, 8 on the right side. That made 32 eyelets. "Bat, can you look at my face?" Mr. Grayson asked. Bat shook his head. 32 eyelets. His own shoes had half as many, 16 eyelets, 4 on each side of each shoe. Mr. Grayson sighed. "Okay, Bat, go sit at your table." Bat wondered if anyone in the class had more eyelets in their shoes than Mr. Grayson. He kept his eyes on the shoes as he walked through the classroom. Nope, no one did.